On Friday, the justices grilled a series of lawyers representing Republicans, Democrats, voters, and good government groups on the merits and drawbacks of 13 different maps they submitted. The challenge is redistricting laws are vague. Most of the submitted maps comply with established standards, so it's hard for justices to make a case for just one. A lower court judge had argued the map drawn by House Republicans was best because the legislature passed it. But GOP Judge Kevin Brobson rejected that argument.
I struggle with Judge McCullough's articulation that somehow, some way, that represents the will and the voice of the people, and that Governor Wolf's veto also doesn't represent the will and the voice of the people.
Justices have put Pennsylvania's election calendar on hold while they deliberate on the map, indefinitely postponing the period for candidates to circulate petitions to get on the ballot. So far, they've not delayed the May 17th primary election.